Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is off. Today, we're joined by KCBS reporter Mike DeWald.
And today we focus on an issue on the minds of a lot of us in California, and especially here in the Bay Area, wildfires and fire prevention. Continued hot and dry weather has accelerated this year's fire season, and a number of fires broke out across the state during the recent red flag warning. Fortunately, fire crews were able to keep those incidents. Mike, you've been looking at how Governor Gavin Newsom and the state legislature are tackling prevention measures.
Well, that's right. Good afternoon, Patty and Jeff. And all expectations are that this will be yet another long fire season. According to Cal Fire, about 10,000 more acres have burned in the state this year compared to last year. In fact, in the North Bay, the Santa Rosa Fire Department has already declared this coming Monday as the start of fire season. That's months ahead of the traditional schedule. And Governor Newsom's allocated hundreds of millions of dollars to improve technology, wildfire response, adding firefighters to Cal Fire to combat the spread of these fires. Of course, along with that, we'd be remiss if we didn't also mention the drought. That lack of water not only dries up the vegetation, but also impacts the wildfire response. It's an issue that never left during the pandemic, but certainly as the state continues to emerge, much of the focus from Governor Newsom and the legislature will be turned back to the wildfire response.
We're going to talk more about this. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and bring in our guest, Dr. David Saul. He's an environmental scientist and associate professor at the University of San Francisco. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. Do you think the state is going about fire prevention in the right way?
I think the state is learning how to live with wildfire in a way that is progressive and needed to deal with the changes that are going to be coming our way with all the impacts dealing with climate change.
Now, in terms of possible solutions here, how can policymakers better align with science to develop some of these solutions to the wildfire situation?
Yeah, so if you look at historically the way science has been built, it's a pathway, right, where scientists look at historic information over a long period of time, come up with some sort of output, and then, you know, some 5-10 years later, a policymaker is able to learn from that and implement some sort of decision-making process. With climate change bearing down on us, we know our historic data sets aren't going to be very good for our future scenarios. And so there's a need to speed things up and integrate policymaking, the decision makers, into the actual development of science. And we need to figure out a way to speed up our learnings into decision making that's much more agile than the way we've done it in the past. Other challenges that we have too, when you think about this, is that, you know, fire science itself is a big complicated thing. right? You got to learn about weather. You got to learn about fuels. I know earlier you guys discussed about the drought. You have all this complex sets of information set up in all these variety of different silos and millions of dollars of research being pushed into studying each and every one of them individually. But trying to integrate them together is difficult. And if we want to learn quickly and make decisions in a way that's adaptable, we need to figure out how to bridge these sorts of things using some sort of boundary organization that could really take that science, make it agile, and put it in the hands of decision makers so we can learn and do at the same time.
And that's a perfect segue into my next question. You have talked about developing a public-private consortium on wildfire prevention. What would that look like, and how would one go about putting that together?
So, you know, a lot of the scientists out in the community, decision makers, private sector, you know, we've been doing this all together informally for a while now. And what seems to be working is I keep calling it a boundary organization. You can kind of think of what was done with air quality or what was done with water in California's history. But the idea is to bring these different communities together, bring the public sector, the private sector, the academic community, the tribal communities, and put them all into a place where research is really put to a service for decision making. So, for example, if a decision maker says, "Hey, we need to have a better understanding of how to deal with all these dead trees because of the drought," let's learn from that and make sure that the people that are going to take action are part of that research, so that science can get delivered to them in a quick and iterative way.
Well, that may sound great. I can hear a lot of people listening to this saying, oh gosh, a creation of yet another big umbrella organization doesn't sound like it'll streamline things. It sounds like it could have the possibility of making it more complicated.
Yeah, well, the idea is not to create another big organization. There's a lot of, hundreds of millions of dollars that are already put towards research that's already out there. And there's already hundreds of millions of dollars that are put towards local community activities. And there's, you know, you could just look at the dollar tags for all these efforts that are already placed. The idea is not to create another large initiative to replace those activities, but to find a small, agile organization that could help stitch them together. Tiny investment that's main purpose is to tie these different disparate conversations into solutions that people could act on.
Now, we've seen these fire seasons stretch longer and longer. If these different parties are kind of brought together to look at this, I mean, is this something that's reversible, or are we always just fighting against it?
Large-scale fires? I think, and this goes back to that initial comment, I think this is going to be one of these things that we're going to have to learn to live with. If you look at all the different projections that are out there, our ecosystem is going to be more prone to larger fires in all of our, you know, futures. And so how do we set up a system that allows us to do it in a meaningful way? Part of the solution is going to be better treatments early up front. Part of the solution is going to be hardening maybe our utility lines. Part of it is going to be getting smarter in terms of how we build evacuation routes. Some of it might even be, hey, let's let some areas actually burn to reduce the overall fuels that we have on the landscape. But it's going to need a full integrative approach for us to be able to coexist with this reality that we're facing.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our guest, Dr. David Saw, he's an environmental scientist and associate professor at the University of San Francisco. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too.
Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.